Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now.
I'm Nicole Parton. Texas authorities have reported a disturbing case involving a father, Jerry Lee Martinez, 45, accused of sexually assaulting his 17-year-old daughter, who subsequently became pregnant and suffered a miscarriage in a Walmart restroom after he allegedly took her to Mexico for an abortion. Martinez is now facing charges of sexual assault of a child, as indicated by jail records. He previously faced charges related to child abandonment and endangerment, as well as witness tampering. He appeared before a judge where prosecutors sought to increase his bond.
Investigator, are you the lead detective investigating the defendant in this cause, Jerry Lee Martinez?
Yes.
And at this time, is that an ongoing investigation?
Yes, it is.
Do you believe, based on your current investigation, there will be additional charges against the defendant at a later date?
Yes, there is.
And based on your investigation and your knowledge of the facts of this case, do you believe the defendant is a flight risk to flee the country if the bonds are not increased?
Yes.
And based on your investigation, do you believe the defendant is a danger to the community and others if he is released in this case?
Yes, I do.
Based on the facts of this case and your investigation, have there been threats to witness or witnesses in this case?
Yes.
According to an arrest affidavit obtained by local ABC affiliate KIII, the daughter reported to detectives that her father began to inappropriately touch her when she was just 15 years old. The affidavit claims that Martinez assaulted her multiple times over a two-year period, resulting in her pregnancy. Upon learning of her condition, he reportedly struck her in the stomach multiple times. Last Monday, he drove her to Mexico for an abortion, but she allegedly had a miscarriage in a Walmart bathroom in Kingsville later that evening and then discarded the fetus in a trash bin. Walmart employees discovered the newborn and alerted police, who later located Martinez and his daughter in their car. While Martinez was taken into custody, the girl was moved to a, quote, secure location by law enforcement. Additionally, KRIS reported that Martinez's stepfather, 60-year-old Mario Duran, is also facing charges of sexual assault against the girl and others in the home. As detailed in a previous report, Walmart employees called Kingsville police just before 10:30 p.m. after finding a newborn in a bathroom trash can. They attempted life-saving measures before the infant was transported to a local hospital where doctors pronounced the baby dead. Police reviewed surveillance footage that showed the girl entering the bathroom where she remained for about 40 minutes. After she exited and returned to her car, it was about 30 minutes later that employees discovered the baby. Officers ultimately located the car at around 11 p.m. and stopped it, leading to Martinez's arrest. In a statement, police expressed their condolences to everyone affected by this tragic incident. Kingsville is situated about 45 miles southwest of Corpus Christi, Texas. Martinez and his family reside in Mathis. That's about 50 miles north of Kingsville. Martinez is currently being held at the Claiborne County Jail with a bond set at $600,000.
Nicole, thank you. More crime and justice news after this.
Dog the Bounty Hunter's family is facing a heartbreaking situation as his stepson has reportedly shot and killed Dog the Bounty Hunter's grandson. According to sources familiar with the situation, Gregory Zecca, the son of Dog's wife, Francie, accidentally shot his 13-year-old son, Anthony, during an incident at their Naples, Florida home on Saturday night. Law enforcement confirmed that they received a call about a shooting around 8 p.m. No arrests have been made, and authorities have labeled this as an isolated incident while the investigation is ongoing. In a statement, Dog and Francie expressed their sorrow, saying, "We are mourning as a family over this unfathomable tragedy and kindly ask for your prayers as we cope with the loss of our dear grandson, Anthony. They have requested privacy during this difficult time." Gregory is Francie's son from a previous marriage. She and Dog married in 2021 after both experienced the death of their spouses. Gregory is also part of Dog's bounty hunting team, working alongside Dog's daughter, Lisa.
Danielle Rico briefly visits with her mom one afternoon, showing her nearly repaired car. Danielle had a man with her she introduced as a friend. Her mom worries when she hasn't heard from Danielle in nearly 2 weeks, reaching out to Danielle's boyfriend. He says they broke up, and Danielle moved out with her two teen daughters. The mom reports her missing. Cops also speak with the ex. He admits he sold Danielle's car and has been using her debit card. Cops get in touch with a man with whom she was last seen, Randy, and he tells several different stories about where he last saw her. In the first few months after her disappearance, friends continue to get Facebook messages from her, but her mom says they were odd. She doesn't believe Danielle sent them. Danielle Rico now missing over a year. If you have info on this mom of two, Danielle Rico, please call Riverside Sheriff's 800-950-2444.
For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and help solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.